He is the first round pick of the Calgary Flames from the 2019 NHL draft with number 26 overall. Now in your first NHL training camp, how have things been so far for you?
I think it went pretty well. You know, I think I stayed the same player. Tried to do my thing and just to be around like pro guys. It's been awesome.
Two games. How have they been so far?
Pretty good. You know, I was kind of pretty excited and nervous. It was kind of my first impression, and you want to leave a good first impression. So, yeah, but you know, I think I play my kind of game, and I'm pretty sure it kind of went well. Yeah.
Are those games hard to play in, because it's not a lot of structure, you haven't played with a lot of these guys before? Are those difficult games to play in?
Yeah, for sure. I think like the play was kind of scramble, but we found a way to win. And yeah, I think, you know, as more the game went by, I think we kind of have like a chemistry with my line mates. So yeah, I think overall it went good.
We talked to Todd Button of the Flames, and he talked to you about you at the draft, and he talked about you a couple of days ago about, geez, you must be really annoying to play against because your motor's always going. Do you find that? Do you find that other teams don't like playing against you?
Well, you know, I think my style of player, I'm kind of a small guy who wants to play big, who wants to be kind of annoying. But yeah, I think one of my strengths is I'm a competitor. I kind of never give up. So I try to be always on the puck, try to create some turnovers. So yeah.
Todd talked about how sometimes you'll try to lay a hit on a guy who's 6'7" or something like that. It's like, maybe don't do that. You try and use your stick a little bit more. But it kind of speaks to the fact that, like, you don't play, you don't have any fear out there, do you?
No. You know, if you're afraid, I think there's not going to be good things for you. So, you know, I'm kind of not afraid, even though it's like 6'4" or 5'3" against me. I'm going to play the same way, so yeah.
Jacob Pelche, first-round pick of the Calgary Flames, is with us. Main camp starts on Friday. Have you thought about that? How difficult, how exciting? Just have you thought about going and advancing to main camp?
You know, I think it's going to be pretty exciting. You know, if you're practicing with, you know, Shane Monahan, Giordano, Johnny Gaudreau, it's kind of like a dream. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great experience. I'm going to do whatever in my power to stay as long as I can. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great experience to learn from those guys, for sure.
If you don't make the NHL team this year and you do go back to Moncton, will you be disappointed, or is it something that you're prepared for and ready for?
You know, I think you got to trust the process. They got a process for me here. For sure, my main goals is to stay here. But if we're realistic, I know my chances are small. But yeah, I'm going to whatever it takes to be on the Flames. But you know, I think I will be a little bit kind of disappointed, but I think you just got to turn the page and try to focus on your main goal here.
89 points as a 17-year-old last year. Like, have you thought about, you've got a chance to go back to junior and really dominate. Is that your goal if that's where you end up playing this year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think one of my goal, if I go back to junior, is to win the Mem Cup. I think we play hockey to win. But yeah, you know, if I go back, I just want to be a more complete player, a more dominant player. So when I'm going to come back next year, I think my chances are going to be like more good. Yeah.
World Juniors, is that something on your mind?
You know, I think I'm going to focus on, you know, the first part of the season, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But for sure, you know, to represent my country at the World Junior, I think would be a pretty good experience also.
Well, you went and represented Canada at the U18s. You were playing hurt at the under-18s, right?
Yeah, I had a high ankle sprain, but it was a great experience. It was in Sweden. It was my first time in Europe, so yeah, I think it was just amazing there.
It seemed like it was really important for you to go and represent your country, even though you had a high ankle sprain. How important was it to wear your country's jersey?
You know, I think there's not a lot of people who can represent their country. So I kind of take such pride to do that. So it was kind of easy answer for me, even though it was kind of hurt. But yeah.
With Jacob Pelche, Calgary Flames first-round pick. Tell me about having Jeremy here. Jeremy McKenna is here with you. Your face lights up when I say it. Like, it's got to be really cool having a teammate here at Flames camp with you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, just to share that experience with him, it's just amazing. We were pretty close in Moncton. And, to live that with him here, just to go in the process with him, I think it's kind of pretty good for both of us.
Tell us about him as a player. How would you describe Jeremy?
Jeremy is kind of a real sniper. He works hard. He can make plays, but I think his main asset is his shot. And he's been pretty good so far at the camp. And I'm pretty sure he's going to play for Stockton for next year, yeah.
So, you've got a couple of days until main camp. How are you feeling right now? How are things feel with two games played, rookie camp coming to an end? How are you feeling?
You know, I think I feel good. I think, you know, the practices are going to step up with the pro guys on Fridays. And I kind of look forward to it, just to practice with pro guys. And I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Appreciate this, Jacob. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.